not so much today. So today I want to speak about a very interesting place of Scripture, about Torah portion. And I want to ask you to read with me. Please check my language skill, okay? And not only check my language skill, but try to think what is happening there. Because I believe this is the message from the Lord to all of us, and it's something touched my heart so deeply when I read this place of Scripture this week. So name of the Torah portion for the next week is Truma, which means contribution or offering. And this is one of the most detailed Torah portion about the building of the Mishkana also, tabernacle of Moses, because we can find here instruction how to build Mishkana, tabernacle, how to build it, from what to build it. Also, I believe this is the one of the prophetic scriptures in the Torah that speaks of building of the Kegilah, community of believers, congregation of the Lord. The Lord called us into His kingdom not to be spectators, but to be people who are working for the Lord, who is the part of His work in this earth. So He called us, all of us, to be part of His work. And His work is marvelous in this world. During the Middle Ages, the theologians developed ideas about two kinds of believers: priests and visitors. Maybe you heard about it. So they are priests, we are the visitors. So they are guilty. You know, we are okay. But according to the scriptures, Yeshua established a new priesthood. We are His ministers. And I want to ask you, please, smile to somebody and don't speak much, but say, you are minister to the Lord. You are minister to the Lord. So let's read these inspired scriptures together and look at the verse by verse. I want to take a few verses and read about it. So, Exodus chapter 25, from first verse. Adonai said to Moshe, to Moses, tell the people of Israel to take up a collection, terumah, for me. Accept a contribution from anyone who wholeheartedly wants to give. Verse 8. Have them make a sanctuary for me so that I may dwell among them. And verse 22. I want to build on these three verses. I will meet with you there. I will speak with you from above the atonement cover. So three verses. And let's look verse number 2. Tell the people. And you know, it's easy word, tell the people, listen to the people. But according to the scriptures, I like different translation. Command the people. It was the commanding from the, it was not, you know, if you want, please, if you don't want, it's not necessary. It's okay. And according to the scriptures, the Lord command the people of Israel, and He gave His commandments to bring the offering for Him. And also, very interesting thing here. If you will read next verses, verse 3 and on, you will find something very interesting here. Very specific. Don't bring an offering which is useless and cheap for you. Don't even try. It's painful and even dangerous. Bring the best you have to offer. In the third verse and on, you will find, bring the gold, bring the silver, bronze, oil, fine linen, and it's going on with the things that are very expensive and meaning to you. It's not something useless and does not mean anything. And remember, once I told you the example when I catch myself a long time ago, somebody invited me to, even not me, but somebody to birthday party. And I came to the bookshelf and looking for book, which I will never read. And you know, so what I will give to him? Yeah, regifting. Yeah. So this book traveled around, you know. But this is not for the Lord. It's different. Amen. But look again in the same verse. Verse number 2. Adonai instructions are specific. The Lord gave specific instruction for us. So Moses is to accept a contribution from anyone. Let's say together anyone. In Hebrew called Ish. It means anyone. Everyone called Ish. It does not matter to the Lord wherever you are, young or old, rich or poor, Jew or from the nations who left Egypt with the Jewish people. It doesn't matter. The Lord accepts contribution and giving from everyone. But there is one condition in the same verse, and I want to read carefully here. Accept contribution from anyone who wholeheartedly want to give. Wow. Let's stop here. Let's stop here. Does not matter, young, old, Jew or not, rich or poor, does not matter, but only one condition here. Only from those who wholeheartedly wants to give to the Lord. This is His condition for them at that time. And, you know, when I read it, it's like I experienced the touch from the Lord. It's something so important here, so important in the Scriptures. In Hebrew, idveinu libo, from the Hebrew word nadav, it's completed, make willing, bring sacrifice. And I would say in English, we don't have this word even. It's like from those, and left, it's heart. It means heart. One of the meaning could be a sacrifice from the heart or from the sacrificial heart. And even so, it's not complete because it says more, receive offering from those whose heart pulling them to give, pushing them to give. I don't know how to say. It's my force them to give. Yeah. It's my Russian speaks today. We have in Russian very good word. Force. Yeah, force. Yeah, force. Thank you. Can you imagine? So not Moses took offerings from them, but from those who willingly, who wants to give, who desire, whose heart wholeheartedly wants to give. It's very strong here. So one of the meaning, and so the commandment to Moses was to receive terumah offering, the best of giver can give from any and all those hearts compel them to give, force them to give. And I'm so blessed by this passage from the Scriptures because this place of Scriptures really reshape our understanding of our ministry to the Lord. Can you imagine? The Lord wants this kind of attitude from the hearts. And be careful. Take to your heart. The Lord is not a poor God. He is not in need, and He does not looking for anyone who will be merciful to Him. He is not looking for charity from anyone. No, it's wrong understanding. He is awesome God, who is the master of the universe, who creates gold and all the riches of the world. His creator. Amen. He is rich in mercy and lavish in love. And the idea of this place, it is our great privilege, and it was their great privilege, to be able to have ability and possibility to serve the Lord. It's not opposite. He does not need mercy. He does not need charity. He don't beg you to give something for Him. Please minister to me. I'm so poor. No. We are poor. We are hopeless without Him. We badly need Him. And He gave us opportunity to participate in His work. It's opposite. 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 We need to change our view of ministry to the Lord. It's very important. Verse 8. More, it's deeper and more strong here. So, do you understand the right kind of heart for the ministry to the Lord? And I want to say, you know, he's looking at our hearts. He don't impress by our face, our clothes, our gold, our car, our house. He doesn't impress by our anything. He's looking at hearts of people. And here we can see it's very obvious. He said, Moses does not receive the offering from those who does not push you to receive. Don't receive. Receive only from those who are wants to give. So let's go verse 8. Have them make a sanctuary for me. This is the purpose why to receive. Why to serve the Lord. Have them make a sanctuary for me. Build sanctuary for me. And, you know, some people read in this way, this place of scripture. So let us build a Mishkana, tabernacle of Moses, so the Lord can live there. Looks like he don't have place to live, so we need to build something. No. Please, read with me. So, check me. Text. So, and you need to understand, at that time, it was the common understanding that people need to build an altar or building where an idol or false god should live. And then, of course, it was necessary to build a god of stone or wood and put this god into this building so he could live in this building. It was the common understanding for the people in that age, in that place. And you remember Aaron and Israelites, they went even farther. They built a golden calf. Not from stone, not from wood, but, you know, they built even bigger from gold. But what Adonai say about it? So I want to read Isaiah chapter 66 from verse 1. Heaven is my throne, says Adonai, and the earth is my footstool. What kind of house could you build for me? What sort of place could you devise for my rest? Didn't I myself make all these things? This is how they all came to be, says Adonai. And one deep understanding here, revelation from the Lord in this place. Powerful, strong revelation for us. The Lord changed their mentality. He speaks to their hearts and to their mentality. So the question is, if Adonai had no need for a place to live, why did he command the Israelites to make a place for him to live? If you don't need the place, why? What's the reason? Thank you so much. Answer is, we can find in the verse 28, in the verse 8, in the same chapter, later. The Lord command them, have them make a sanctuary for me, so, answer, that I may dwell among them. It is for them, the people, so they can experience the presence of the Lord in the midst of Israel. This is the reason of Mishkan, the purpose of Mishkan. So I want to show one small picture. This is, slide here. Yeah, it's an old picture from the time. Polaroid or something, I don't remember. I'm joking, of course. Adonai commanded the people to bring an offering of that which they consider to be the best, the most valuable. They bring their energy and their time. They spend their lives in building this special place for Adonai, so that he could dwell in their midst. This is the reason why. He wants to be present with them. This place was literally a sacrifice of their hearts. The best of the best for him. This is why the Lord told Moses, does not receive anything not from the heart. Because this was the place of sacrifice of their hearts. Consider Noah. Why do you think the ark was so important for Noah? What do you think? Why? Let's remember Noah. Why it was important for Noah? Maybe he want to build nice cruise vessel, so to spend vacation somewhere. No. The ark was the place of salvation for him and for all his family. Amen. The ark of Noah was a product of Noah's sensitivity to God's voice and his obedience to the Lord. Because he obeyed the Lord, he listened to his voice, and he was saved because of the ark. In like manner, Moses and the Israelites built the temple, later the temple, Beit HaMikdash, later they built it. Out of their sensitivity and obedience to God, and that tabernacle became their ark, place of their salvation. Can you imagine? He don't need building for himself. He gave these commandments and tested their hearts so they could build place for themselves to be there, to receive from the Lord. It's unusual and it's so interesting. I believe it's so deep here. The holy place was made out of the hearts of the people, their ministry to the Lord, their very lives. It became a holy place with a special purpose to allow them to fellowship with the Lord. And I want to read verse 22. I will meet with you there. I will speak with you from above the atonement cover. The purpose of Holy of Holies, of Tabernacle of Moses. I will meet with you there. So important. So beautiful. The words from Adonai. And so meaningful, so important for them. And I want to speak about us today. And we want to need to understand that Tabernacle of Moses and Temple in Jerusalem were the shadows of the future, the pointing of Yeshua. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11. But then Messiah appeared as Kohen Gadol, or high priest, of the good things that have now come, passing through the greater and more perfect tent, not made with hands. And verse 12. He entered into the holies once for all, not by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, having obtained eternal redemption. So Mishkana, it was the prophetic picture of future. Of future. And the future was, it's the most beautiful tabernacle in the world, made of living stones. Beautiful tabernacle made of living stones. You and me, we are beautiful tabernacle of the Lord, made of living stones. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 2. You also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Messiah Yeshua. And elsewhere in the scripture, we read that Yeshua is to become a chief cornerstone of this future tabernacle. But it is you and me, as living stones, who will build up the walls. So you can say to somebody, you are a stone, living stone. Yeshua chose his bride, his kegilah, his body, his living temple. And what is the purpose? He wants to dwell inside of us. And during the Moses time, he was in the Mishkana, inside. And during the time from the Yeshua time, he is living in our hearts. He's here in the congregation. And can you imagine if during the Moses time it was so important to bring in sacrifices and everything from all their hearts, how much more important to serve the Lord with all our hearts, with everything we have. Amen. This is the very important place of the scriptures, and I want to open it for us today. We are different, and we have different talents and gifts, but for sure we all call to be servants of the Lord, for sure, every one of us. Doesn't matter. The Lord called us into His presence. He wants to dwell with us, inside of us. He wants to love us. He wants to keep us, to guide us. He wants to bless us. And I believe one of the important parts of it is to have right kind of heart and to be active in your faith, to bring to the Lord the best of yours, of your hearts, of your life, with Him, for Him. So the last, but the most important. Do you remember what's happened when Moshe finished the tabernacle in the wilderness? What's happened then? They begin to sacrifice, to praise the Lord. And what's happened then? So it will be homework, probably. Glory of the Lord came upon Israel. Everything changed. His glory came, and so powerful that all the Israelites, they were lying on the floor. They couldn't stand because of the glory of the Lord. Everything changed. I don't want to go there, but even priests there received different view of people then. If you will read carefully, the Lord changed their mentality. By His presence, by His touch. He confirmed His will on this place. Why? Because He accepted their sacrifices. He accepted their hearts. It was not about gold and silver. It was about their hearts, about their motivation, about their lives. You remember what's happened when Solomon built the Beit HaMikdash temple in the Jerusalem? The same. They begin to worship the Lord, and the glory of the Lord came upon them. They just fell down, every one of them. They couldn't stand there. Could you imagine? It was revival in that place. And also, it was revival of their hearts. The Lord accept their sacrifices, their hearts. It's so important. And what about the people who were outside in different cities? Nothing. Nothing changed for them. Only for those who participate in the building of the Mishkana receive the glory from the Lord. And this is very important to understand. So we build the house of the Lord with our involvement, our time, our gifts, our hearts. And this is the place where the Lord wants to talk to us, heal us, change our lives. So this is the revelation here. I want to understand the congregation of believers is the place of expectation and the place of faith. When I bring in something here, my heart, my gifts, my life, my time, I build the place of expectation. I begin to trust the Lord about this place. I put my talents, I paint my life. I spend in my life for the Lord. And the Lord working for me. And as many outsiders who are walking, who are looking, and zero. You know, I was in the services and huge services where the Lord moved powerfully, strong. And I saw different kinds of miracles in many places. And I know the key for miracle, one of the keys, is expectation. What do you expect? Why are you coming here? What do you want from the Lord? You remember when the people who were with Yeshua, He asked sometimes them, what do you want from me? It's obvious, He is sick, He is lying here for years. Why you asked Him? It's obvious. But the Lord wants to focus our faith. What do you want? If you remember, the Yeshua came to His own city, Nazareth, and He speak about the Lord, about Father, and it said there, no one received healing except few. He's the Lord, Messiah. who raised the dead, who healed, who did so many miracles. He was unable to do miracles for these people. Why? Because zero expectations. He is son of carpenter. He can build for me a table, probably. It's all. I will pay him. And this is the hearts of many, many believers today. I will pay. You can't pay. You can pay only with all your life, all your heart, everything you have, because he purchased you with his death and his resurrection. You know, I like the words unexpected miracle. Did you hear this unexpected miracle? Somebody, you know, I'm too. Sometimes I said before, you know, I came to the service. It was so unexpected. You know, the Lord touched my life. But I like to remember that every unexpected miracle has a great effort. And some people paid a lot of price for this unexpected miracle. Or through prayers. When we come in here and expecting the Lord's presence, we need to remember, first, it was the worship practice here. It's price of time, of effort. Dance practice was here. Torah readers, cantors, sound team, podcast team, multimedia ministry, preparation of the plays. Thank you so much for doing it. Printing materials. Shabbat school. Could you imagine in Shabbat all the children running here? How much would you receive from the rabbi? You would be busy to catch your child all the time. I don't know. Anek team. Host team. Welcome team. All the ministry. Prison ministry. Prayer team, thank you for prayers, helping hands, English, Hebrew lessons. Rondi, she's doing a great job, teachers, and many, many more. These people are paying the price for the presence of the Holy Spirit here. And he sees our faith and our expectation. And thank you for giving your hearts in this place. Thank you so much. So I want to pray. And I want to stop here because I believe I share something important with you from my heart to you. I want to just help you to give everything you have for the Lord. I mean everything. Your heart, your willing, your desires, your time. Thank you for doing it. So let's pray. Avinu Shabashamayim, Heavenly Father, thank you for your time with us. Lord, thank you for your mercy. Thank you for possibility to be in this beautiful place, Lord. Thank you for every one of these beautiful people, Lord, who are loving you with all their hearts, Lord. Lord, we ask, bless us, be with us, do your miracles inside of us, Lord, and help us to follow you all days of our life. Lord, we love you. B'Shem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Amen. Shabbat Shalom. And I want to invite you for prayer. And please, would you stand? And we will close with our own benediction, with our own prayers. Please find somebody. So let's pray. Hallelujah. Yivarechech Adonai. Veishmerecha Yaher Adonai panavelecha vichunecha Isa Adonai panavelecha veyasem lecha shalom. Amen. Shabbat shalom.